going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines. A lot to get to today, including a great prize to give away. We'll have Vic Fangio coming up for a press conference at noon. Devin later in the show. Phil's back in action tonight. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
And hey, we're rolling.
It's Tuesday.
I thought it was Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm back on track.
Okay.
Back on track. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You got anything for us?
No, that's it. I'm just, you know, I had some things, but I was like,
Threw them off.
Sometimes there's certain things you want to say you might not be ready. The crowd might not be ready to consume it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hold that.
Are you talking about the YouTube audience for your shirt today? As Hawaiian Hugh has arrived.
Wait a minute. Well, you clowning my shirt already?
I know. I like the shirt.
This is the shirt from the Bryant Dolphins Impact Golf Outing.
It's a little brighter than you usually show us
in
the morning.
Well, because I'm dark and the color tends to show.
I didn't say that.
A darker canvas. I mean, I said it. So it was. I didn't get a chance to wear it yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I got my shirt. I'm gonna wear it today.
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, and you know what? It got a hat to come with it.
Oh, where's that?
I didn't want to wear that.
Okay.
I'm probably wear that hat later on. But I got two shirts, two hats. Like, and I was thinking, I need to do more golf stuff.
Because you got something free yesterday? I mean, like, we all could see right through this.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
We had a great time yesterday.
It was some nice shirts. Got a chance to fellowship with some of the guys and everything. It was cool.
It was a great day yesterday at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing, and we appreciate him being on with us yesterday, and the whole atmosphere was awesome. And we're back in studio today. Hugh, you mentioned second chance or second time, right? You got two shirts yesterday.
Yes.
And you know what we get to do here in 2025? We get a second year of watching Saquon Barkley in an Eagles uniform. We know he's the Madden cover guy. Saquon on the Madden cover this year, and obviously well-earned. He was the best player in pro football last season, and an incredible, just, you know, he was the driving force.
He was the straw that stirred the drink.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's interesting, as we've talked about Saquon this offseason, because last year we know how great he was. We know what he did. We know what he provided. He was the best player, and he just week in, week out, dominated the sport and was the biggest reason why the Eagles were such a great football team. And yet every time his name comes up this offseason, there seems to be this, like, I don't know, assumption or thought or feeling that he's not going to be quite as great. And that certainly could be true, right? He had a lot of touches last year, and I'm not sitting here saying I expect Saquon Barkley to have as great of a season, like dot for dot, yard for yard, all that. I'm not expecting that. But here's what I do believe. I still believe the Eagles need the 2024 version of Saquon, the best version of Saquon. You know, the all-pro, dominant, best running back in the NFL version of Saquon to be a great football team this season. Because, Hugh, they've lost a lot on defense, and they have a new coordinator. And here's what I need. I need Saquon to be the constant he was last year. Then everything flows off of that. Here we are a couple months away from the start of the season. Saquon's the Madden cover guy. He's enjoyed his offseason. Do you think the Eagles need last year's version of Saquon to be great again?
Nah. And they're not going to get last year's version of Saquon.
See?
And I say that with all due respect. And with that being said, I'm going to go into story time a little bit because I got to tell y'all a little story that's long give talk. You a little context of how these things work.
Okay.
My first year in the NFL, I was defensive rookie on rookie of the year on a bad team. And I remember going home in that first offseason with that accolade. And you got to remember, coming from a small school, 16th overall pick, and all the guys went before me to have that honor, that was a pretty big deal.
Of course.
Pretty big deal. I remember going home, Joe, and I'll never forget it like it was yesterday. I was in front of the Kroger, and I remember she was walking out the store. Her name was Carla Stokes. I talked about Dr. Carla last week. I remember what she had on, Joe. She had on some leather pants and a white top.
Boy, this memory's vivid.
Listen, I don't remember a whole lot, but I remember when I met Carla, and she had the prettiest brown skin that I had ever seen on a woman. And I remember chasing her down the street. And for the next 5 or 6 months, whining and dining, trying to, you know, date Miss Carla Stokes. So I go back to New York. And who was it at the time? Rich Kotite. See me, and he's like, oh, my God, you're fat as hell. What have you been doing? Like, what have you been doing in the offseason? Look at your ass. I'd never forget the conversation. He's like, oh, my God. I couldn't leave. And I had to stay there in New York and get myself back in shape. Now, Saquon is nowhere near out of shape, but Saquon just won the Super Bowl. Saquon has all these different accolades that is being bestowed upon him that he would never have fathomed of having if he was a New York Giant. Now, Saquon's a hard worker, man, but it's human nature to sit back and revel in the success that you earned.
Sure,
you earned that success.
Yeah, that's human nature. I agree.
And Saquon is working. He's working out, but I guarantee you, because it's hard to do, especially when you're being pulled in so many different directions now. It's not going to be the same as it was last year. Not saying that he's going to go out there and stink. Not saying that. But it's going to be hard to duplicate the season that he had last year because your motivation was different last year. You know, you got disrespected on television. You know, a lot of people were talking about, and I remember this vividly, Giants fans were talking, oh, well, you got him. He's a pretty good player, but he's going to be hurt. That was a conversation I remember having. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and shout out to the Giants fans because I know y'all sick to see the oversaturation of Saquon Barkley as an Eagle and the success that he's had.
Madden cover.
Even though, you know, he was in New York, number one media capital in the world, he's here in Philadelphia on top of cheesesteak buildings, jumping backwards. Like, y'all have to be sick in the stomach. So I just wanted to give y'all a little bit of shout-out this morning because I know you can't be feeling
so
good.
I know you
woke
don't.
Up sick.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I know you don't think he's going to be quite that version, but do they need that version?
I don't think so because I feel like this. And if you talk to anybody that has played the game and has won at that level, which I haven't, but I know every year you have to evolve and adapt and change. You have to evolve and adapt and change. I just said it. You can't be the same team. The same formula that worked for you last year is not going to work this year. And there's too many examples of that for it to be the case. Look at the Patriots and the way they would win Super Bowls after a while. They basically changed a little bit. You know, they were still Tom Brady focused, but it changed. Look at the Patrick Mahomes teams. And we've made a big deal about the fact that, you know, there's been some years where when Tyreek Hill wasn't there, it was more of a Travis Kelce team.
Sure.
But then it became more of a defensive squad. So you go into every year knowing that there is some wrinkles or some changes that you have to make in order to have success because every team that you beat and every team that you're going to face is going to watch that film of your success from the previous year. And they're going to make sure that you don't have some of the same plays that were at your disposal that you had the last time you tried to do this.
Look, I get that. And I'm sure the Eagles are going to evolve. They have a new coordinator. There's going to be some new wrinkles. But I still think they need that versus Saquon. Here's the way I view this. We've seen the Eagles with Jalen Hurts for four seasons as a starter. Mm-hmm. Four and a half, five, if you want to include a 2020. But he barely played. It was just the end of the season. So we've had four versions of the Eagles with Jalen Hurts from start to finish. It's obvious to me how this works and how it doesn't. When they ask Jalen Hurts to be a decision maker and a winner and a runner and a thrower, at times they win. when they put it all on Jalen Hurts, they're not a championship team. They're just, they haven't been. That's not the formula the Eagles have used to get to two Super Bowls with Jalen Hurts. They've used the running game. That's how they've gotten to the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. 2 out of 4 years. Defense and the running game. And last year was the best Eagles team we've ever seen. There seems to be like this, I don't know, this like need to change or want to change this. I don't want to change anything.
But you have to.
No,
though.
I don't. I'm not sure about that.
It's inevitable.
Well, no, but there are some examples of not. Like, let me go back to this. 97, 98 Broncos. That team ran on Terrell Davis. And in 1997, he had the most touches in the NFL. And guess what he did in 1998? He ran for 2,000 yards. Special players sometimes could have special runs. I'm done doubting Saquon. I'm done. I remember last year we had a take funeral for my take that it wouldn't make much of a difference. I'm not in the business anymore of doubting Saquon Barkley. I know he's had an offseason where he's everywhere, Madden cover, cheesesteaks, he's everywhere. And, you know, he's playing golf. He's doing everything this offseason. And it's great. And he should enjoy his offseason. He's doing everything. But I expect and I need Saquon to be great again. I mean,
he's going to be great. He ain't going to be.
I'm not doubting him. I'm done doubting Saquon.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's not doubting him. It's
just
knowing.
No, you're doubting him. I mean, I could hear it.
It's not.
You talked about when you were chasing Carlos Stokes. That's doubting him. I am expecting and needing a great Saquon.
You know what? There's a truism on the show. No matter how I try to set up these things and give you great, I think I give great clues, by the way.
I mean, but can I?
I think I give awesome.
Somebody said yesterday was the best. Your clues were in a long time.
It was very good yesterday.
I give great clues all the time.
But just because you got chunky chasing Carlos Stokes doesn't mean Saquon Barkley's not going to be great this year.
No, that's
not. Doesn't mean it.
You completely missed the point.
No,
I
understand it's hard to stay at that level, but special players, and I'm not taking a knock on you, special players.
He's a special player.
Can do that. Terrell Davis did it.
He's human.
He is human. But also, here's why I need it. Now, whether or not he can do it, that's part of it.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I need it because I've watched the Eagles be great twice with Jalen, and he's not the driving force of that. Now, in 2022, he was. Last year, he was not. I need them to be with a young defense to run the football at an exceptional level. I also go back to this, and I've made this comp a lot. This Eagles team with Jalen reminds me of what the Seahawks were at Russell Wilson, right? Mm-hmm. I've said that a lot of times, and it's a compliment. I mean, young Russell was a tremendous winner. But as time went on, you know what happened? The running game fell off. Marshawn Lynch got old. And they asked Russell, you got to throw it more. And Russell did it, and he put up better numbers, but they didn't win as much. They were a championship team only one way in Seattle, and that was with running the football, and then Russell Wilson would be the secondary part of that. If we're flipping this around, guys, not going to work with a young defense.
See, this is where I think this is why I'm here to help Eagles fans, because I think that you look at or you hear me saying what I'm saying, and you're thinking that I'm trying to diminish his contribution. I'm not doing that. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is this, that if put in simplest terms I can put them in. If I'm playing the Philadelphia Eagles the first game of the year, the first thing I am stopping is the run game.
Absolutely.
That is my goal. Now, with that being said, I'm not going to keep trying to run the ball against an 8 or a 9-man box but knowing.
They did last year a lot.
Yeah, they did last year a lot. But my quarterback, that's where my quarterback and my receivers need to come in, because the only way you're going to get Saquon the relief and get him to be that guy that you need him to be, you're going to have to throw the ball to get those teams out of that 8-man to 9-man box. You're going to have to get them to start to play coverage more and loosen up front. So if you go into the game thinking now, and there are going to be some teams that because of the way they're built that you're going to be able to do that with, Joe, like you're talking about, we did it last year. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be teams that are bigger up front, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, that if they start bringing that linebacker up and that safety up in the box, it's going to be harder to run the ball. So you have to be smarter. And if I know that going into this season that your biggest weapon or your biggest asset is your running back, I'm not about to let you run all over the place.
I know, but last year every team knew that, and they until the Super Bowl, nobody stopped Saquon. It was our bread and butter. We used the run game to do everything. There seems to be a sense, and I feel it from you and a lot of people, that we have to change everything. I don't want to change the formula. Saquon yesterday said something that stuck with me. He said, "Look, we know the recipe. We got to stick to it." Here's Saquon yesterday talking about the formula to win.
We can't skip any steps to get to where we want to get to. And last OTAs, it was the same thing. And we already know how training camp's going to be, and we know how it's going to be during the season. Like I said, we know the recipe, and we just got to try to stick to it. And a little bit of luck when, you know, that comes in with staying healthy. If we do that with the talent that we have and the coaches that we have, we're going to be in a good position.
I know the recipe, too, and that's Jalen Hurts is a winning quarterback and a good one. But when he's asked to carry the load and throw the football 30-plus times a game, they're not a championship team. It's the same thing as Russell Wilson was in Seattle. We have Saquon. If he falls off a cliff, I'll deal with it when he falls off a cliff, but I'm not expecting it. And I want to keep handing him the football. He is a special all-time kind of player with a great offensive line in front of him. Keep running. I want to put my foot on the gas to do exactly what we did last year.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to do
that. Sure, why not?
Because
until someone stops, I'm going to do it over and over again. The Broncos did it 2 years in a row. Like, why can't we? The Seahawks did it 2 years in a row.
Okay.
Same thing.
You're talking about, okay, we are just now getting the resurgence this year, well, last year, of the running back.
Yeah.
And the importance of that position.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a time and an era where you had the Marshawn Lynches.
Just 10 years ago.
You had the Terrell Davises.
And that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and then you look at how far the running backs have fallen since then.
Right, but this is a throwback.
It is a throwback, Joe, and you're going to try to run the ball, but to the volume that he ran it last year, that's not going
to
happen.
Well, that's what I want. I think they need to. 215-592-9494. Now, A.J. Brown, earlier this offseason, it seemed like he knew we were going to have this conversation. In fact, I'm sure he wants to have this conversation. A.J. thinks, yeah, they got to make drastic changes to what they do in the offense.
You know, we don't know who's going to be the OC yet, but, you know, it definitely going to be some changes. You know, we have to change. You know, we just won. You know, everybody has the film on us.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
We got to adapt, you know, so... We're not afraid of that. We've been doing that each and every year, but you know, this time it may have to be a little more drastically.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, it's a part of the game. It's a part. That's what we do.
So he said that right before they had hired Petula, right? The idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised he wants to change it drastically. He didn't get the ball much last year. I'm not surprised said that.
See, he's guilty by association and by what some of the stuff he said, but he's not lying. He's not lying, and that's the thing that I'm trying to get you to understand a little bit. Is that you go into the year? We used to go into the year when Jim was the defense coordinator. We used to go into OTAs, and we used to go over the plays that we were beat on last year in the division.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, say, okay, this week is Giants week, and we're going to go all the plays like the counter gap pass and all the other stuff that we got beat on, and we would work on our run fits, we would work on our coverages on the back end, so that we realize that we won't get beat like that anymore. Teams are doing the same thing with us because, number one, first and foremost, you build your team to get out of the division. So when you look at the teams that are around us, say, take the Giants, for example. We had a tough sled in running the ball against the Giants because of their front and the way that they're built up front. So they know that our biggest asset and the one thing that we didn't want to do, and we struggled with them a little bit up there, is let Jalen throw the football now. Jalen's become a much better passer since then. So Jalen has to take that first step. I'm not saying that Jalen has to go, and I think that's what everybody hears. I'm not saying you go into a game and all of a sudden you're going passing 80-20, 80% passing, 20% run the ball. But you have to be efficient enough in your passing game so that you can get people out of those coverages. Perfect example, in the Super Bowl. Spags in the Super Bowl said, damn it, Saquon's not about to beat us. He said that, and he paid for it because they committed all their resources early in that game to stopping the run. Mm-hmm. And then when they found out that Jalen was throwing the ball all over the school yard, it was too late. Now you try to adjust. Now Saquon's running the ball down your throat.
So, look, that was one game, and it was special, and it was awesome. I guess this is the way I'll frame it. Last year, they tried something the first four games, and they were adaptable enough to fix it because it didn't work. I want to try it again. I want to run the football. I want to do the same thing they did last year. And if the league shows that it's stopping Saquon and he's not the same player, all right, then I got Jalen Hurts, I got A.J. Brown, Devontae, I'll start throwing it more. But I'm just telling you, week one, I don't want to see them come out throwing. Run the football, protect a young defense, and use the formula that got the Eagles to two Super Bowls in 4 years and created the best Eagles team I've ever seen last year. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need last year's version of Saquon to be great again? Kyle, what are you feeling as Saquon is the Madden cover guy?
So I've sort of mentally prepared myself for less of a 2,000-yard Saquon season and more of a 23 DeAndre Swift, 22 Miles Sanders type season from Saquon next year. And that's not a bad thing.
I'm rubbing off on Kyle.
I've been preparing for this for a while. It's just the history of running backs that get as many touches as Saquon did last season.
I'm starting to reach the young.
Well, Hugh did play football, Joe. I'm not sure if you knew this. Yeah. And he was wise beyond his years.
Yeah, because he chased Carlos Stokes and ate too much in an offseason. I'm supposed to listen.
He knows Hugh has experience in this kind of thing.
That sounds about right. But offseason
and defense is a luxury, as we know. So. No, I think the biggest thing that the Eagles need next season, if they're going to be great again, is for Jalen Hurts to take that jump into what everybody says that he is over the, you know, these last few weeks when we did the tier list. If Jalen's an elite tier quarterback next year,
like elite tier quarterback,
and if he plays like he did in the championship and in the Super Bowl, then the Eagles are going to be great again. Like, I think the biggest difference is because the Eagles have been a great running team for a while now. Even 22, they were a great running team. 23, great running team. Even 21, they were a great running team. The difference now is that they won the Super Bowl. So this is now the number one thing that teams are going to go into this season when they game plan against the Eagles. Like, they're going to be looking at how do we stop Saquon. And I think something that we're all kind of ignoring because we kicked the Chiefs' ass was that the Chiefs were able to do it. Like,
they were. No one else was.
Right. But it does make me think that Spagnuolo might have put something out there. You know, we talked about the blueprint for Jalen in 2023. Maybe the blueprint is now how to stop or mitigate how much Saquon's running all over you. And, like, I think the defense is probably not going to be number one again. And you have A.J. Brown. You have Devontae Smith. Goddard's back. It's time for Jalen Hurts to let loose and be that elite-tier quarterback that everybody thinks he is. I'm not 100% certain that he'll be able to do it, but I think that's the number one thing the Eagles need if they're going to be great again.
You guys are wild. We have the best running back in the sport. We do have the best running back in the sport. We have the best offensive line, and you guys want to rear back and throw it more? No, I want and need Saquon to be great again. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy quad day, man.
Chris, how are we doing today?
Joe. God bless you, Joe. I mean, you're
someone
like,
around here has got to spit truth because these guys are. I mean, I got Hugh reminiscent about when he first saw Carlos Stokes coming out of Kroger. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I hate I told you that story.
again, Joe, you're the only brave person. There's a little bit of water and rain, and Hugh's already knocking old ladies down and running for the hills. And you know, he's got Kyle running with him. He's like Kyle's holding on to like Hugh's shirt, and he's like on his back, anyway, guys. Let me translate some things, though, that Hugh said, because I do speak Douglish, all right? So let me translate Douglish to English, all right? Hugh doesn't want to say Saquon needs to be a major part again, because that's admitting last year's game plan gives them the best chance of winning again. And the game plan, Joe, you rightly have said, is run the ball, the quarterback doesn't turn over the ball, and play great defense because defense matters. And that's at the root of Mr. Douglas's Douglas today because he doesn't want to admit that defense matters.
He wants to get in shootouts. This is all a ruse to justify his take. I hear the same thing you do.
Yes. I mean, we know Hugh's quick to apologize and admit fault. So, you know, I mean, that's what I see going on here.
That sounds like me.
That sounds exactly like you. So, guys, you know what? this nonsense of a conversation, and Kyle's trying to talk about, like, you know, all these other running backs, and he's combining them because he's, like, I don't know what he's doing here. Like, he's going to, like, you know, do some crossbreeding or something. Saquon's just different, okay? You know, Hugh saying, you know, hey, they're going to try to stop him, and they're going to load up on him, and, you know, this is what they're going to do because they know that that's the model. Newsflash, guys. Everybody that plays against Saquon Barkley since Saquon Barkley entered the league, he's always their primary focus. And on the Eagles last year, what do you think every single defense, especially going down the stretch, the second half of the season and the postseason's number one priority was? Stop Saquon and make Jalen beat you.
Well, I mean, Chris, I go back to the Rams game. They loaded the box, and he ran for two huge touchdowns against it. Yeah, I mean, it didn't matter.
Yes.
They all these teams put eight in the box.
Because he's different. And you know how I know he's different? How many players have I ever seen in my now 48 years of life on this earth? I've never seen somebody reverse hurdle a man.
Never.
I've never seen this guy
it's
do
facts.
What
That's why he's on
does.
The Madden cover. I mean, you guys forget that.
He's on the Madden cover. Don't be talking on me now, Douglas. And I got something for you, okay? You know what? Because Saquon's different. We're going to run the ball and play D-E-F-E-N-S-E, difference matters, Douglas!
Chris, appreciate the phone call. I thought he was going to spell different. I thought he might trip up on that one. 215-592-9494. All right, I think the Eagles need last year's version of Saquon to be great again this year. Again, that doesn't have to be that many yards in particular, but I think they need a great all-pro season out of Saquon to be a great football team again. Hugh disagrees, citing when he got chunky in 1995. Kyle over here wants to throw the football more. What's going on? We'll get to Hugh's clues after we hear about what people are saying are one of Hugh's best yesterday. People really are complimenting your clues yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I thought it was a good job. I thought it was a good Hugh's clues yesterday.
I do a good job every day, though. Y'all just starting to pay attention
well,
to
Well, that
I'm
means
saying.
Odds are today's going to be a dud.
The students.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Plus, Brian Dawkins with us yesterday talking about the biggest challenge and what it'll be for the Eagles this coming season. Your phone calls. Do the Eagles need Saquon to be great in 2025? Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.